Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. It's time to once again check in with the Swamp Fox from Greenville, South Carolina. John Warner keeps us posted on the news, events, and issues facing our state's business community, and he does it while staying busy as the CEO of InnoVenture. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How's life in the swamp today?
Well, we got a little bit out of the swamp last week. We jumped all the way out of the pond.
Sounds like an experience that we need to hear about.
Yeah. In Greenville, for quite a while, we've been focusing on new mobility, and for a few years, I had a conference called InnoMobility. There's a real passionate elected official, Fred Payne, who's really trying to help Greenville be on the forefront of mobility, personal rapid transit. And in the process of that, we met a company called Ultra Global, which is out of the University of Brighton in the UK. They are the leader in personal rapid transit in the world. And they've gotten to a point where many companies in South Carolina have gotten. So there's this university-based research. They found a first customer, in this case, is Heathrow Airport. This is an independent, autonomous, rubber-wheeled vehicle. They run on a guideway, a dedicated guideway, but that's mostly for safety. But this system controls them, and you call a vehicle, and it takes you to a specific place you want to go, either to one of the parking spaces or to Terminal 5 at Heathrow. It's now been operating for about 3 years, so the technology itself is proven, and I've seen a number of these kinds of things in South Carolina, particularly related to the university, where you have things that are about that point. They've worked out all the kinks with the technology for the most part. It works. You even have some limited customer validation in this case, and where they are is now how do they turn that into a business? How do they go through and find and validate customers? We've been working here for quite a while on a process called a lean startup, and that's something that was popularized by Stanford professor Steve Blank. And basically, it says zero in on who the customer is, and then how do you get a few more sales and how you begin to scale up to $1 million or $2 million. As you start to really validate this business model, start to bring on some senior leadership with a successful track record. I've been working with them through this process, and it's been so far fairly successful in kind of helping think through how they could take this demonstration project at Heathrow and begin to scale it around the world. But what I really found so interesting about it is I see lots of these similar kinds of opportunities here in South Carolina.
How do we take what you are learning there in the UK back home here to South Carolina?
This is a great example of something that actually aligns pretty well with the assets we have here, with the automotive industry, with iCar, transportation-related innovations we have. So we've talked in the last couple of weeks about having built an ecosystem around some major anchors in the upstate. We talked a little bit about Sealed Air, and then we talked about, the new craft beer bill. This is an example of mobility. So, we ought to be looking for companies like this, and if we can't get them to relocate here, at least build a strong relationship with a company like this and connect them to the ecosystem.
Well, John, do we have any recruiters talking to this company to bring them over here? Are you a recruiter?
Well, I'm definitely talking to them about having a presence here. In their case, they have a test track in Cardiff in the UK. But one of the things that they're interested in, these are electric vehicles, so battery technology is important to them. And I know Joachim Tiber is doing a lot of good work out at SETAC with various kinds of electrical energy sources for mobility, and we're making sure he's aware of it. I know he's been to Heathrow and seen this before. We're also connecting them with some of the things going on at iCar. I mean, the vehicles themselves are something that could morph and change, and it'd be kind of cool if somewhere down the road a Deep Orange project could be this kind of independent autonomous vehicle. But to do that, iCar is going to need to find the resources to support it. But yeah, so we've been connecting them to some of the assets we have here, and hopefully we can get this one, but even more other people start to recognize what we have and we attract companies like this.
Well, John, September is right around the corner, and that usually means our business event calendar starts filling up.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of startup weekends going on. We have one down in Charleston, as we mentioned last week. There's now one being organized up in Greenville, and I think there's even one going on in Spartanburg. And those are really interesting events where people can come and over a weekend get a good handle on what it means to be a startup company and what's all involved in that. So that should be a great time. And if listeners would like to find more, there's information on your website.
And our address is etvradio.org/scbr. John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is CEO of InnoVenture and its Swamp Fox Business News Service, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville. That address again, etvradio.org/scbr, where you can hear this show again and where you will find links to our social media network where we invite your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.